When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast, the ultimate destination for a life filled with pleasure. Join us as we explore the vast landscape of pleasure, from the tantalizing to the transformative. This isn't just a podcast. It's a journey into the joyous realms of life's most delightful experiences. We're here to break down barriers, challenge norms, and open up conversations about the incredible world of pleasure. Expect insightful interviews with experts, everyday adventurers, and anyone embracing the extraordinary in the ordinary. Discover how pleasure isn't just a luxury, but a fundamental part of your well-being. Subscribe now to the Pleasure Positive Podcast and embark on a voyage where pleasure is not just celebrated, it's a way of life. Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast.
Ooh, I want pleasure, yeah.
Hey, pleasure seekers. Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast. Today, we've got a story that's not just special, okay? It's a celebration of dreams, love, and two people very close to our hearts. We're joined by the dynamic duo behind the newly launched Making It with Marcus and Mariana podcast, the brilliant Mariana and Marcus. We will be diving into Mariana's rise from intern extraordinaire. That's right. She used to intern for our podcast.
Now
to
she's too
the
good
now podcast
for us.
Sensation.
That's not true.
We're uncovering the birth of their podcast, Making It with Mar, and spilling the tea on how pleasure positivity fueled Mariana's personal life, leading to the dreamy Marcus and the launch of their epic podcast, which launched February 19th. So whether you're chasing dreams, love, or just a good time, buckle up. Because today we're unlocking the secrets to supercharging your career with pleasure and celebrating the magic of fulfilling your dreams. So please welcome to the studio the creators of Making It with Mar.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
Cutest couple of the century. Yeah.
Literally, I was saying that to Madison the other day when we were talking about it. I was like, this is full circle from start to finish. Mm-hmm. Like, here we are.
No, I remember you guys using her as an intern. And she's freaking out over captions and posts. And
Madison's Madison's grid. Madison's grid that I've literally taken notes like crazy. Without you guys, I wouldn't know what I'm doing.
Oh. We still don't know what we're doing. Don't be fooled.
Man.
That's not true. You guys definitely have gold.
Oh, my goodness. Aww. Aww. Mm. Well, thank you so much. And this is really a special, super special episode. And this topic, when we came together and we were like, you have a career inspiration podcast that you just launched, and we have a pleasure podcast, and really merging, this was like the birth of merging these two topics of actually how to supercharge pleasure into your career. And when it comes to having a career that brings you pleasure, which you two have stepped into, the three of us have stepped into with this podcast, the key to a career path that really resonates with your passions, your values, and your desires. And by prioritizing pleasure in our professional life, you not only enhance your well-being, but you also contribute to your own long-term success and fulfillment. So I really want to kick off this conversation today with Mariana's journey to really manifesting the expansion of your career. So you really can't step into this pleasure positive career that you've created. And let's play on the full circle. I want to start from like the beginning when you were interning for us and like how over the last, I think it's been 4 years, or I know you've been listening to the show since day one, but how this journey manifested into you actually like living your pleasure positive career out now.
Wow, that's a very impactful question, because I remember when there was not three of you, but five of you. And that's literally, I started day one. And then there was a crazy gap in years, and then I came back with you guys. So I think throughout that whole journey, it was watching you guys grow also helped me grow. Watching Katie be a mom and you getting married and Lindsay getting married. So it's, and you guys watching you live your lives, also being able to go and live mine. Like, I've taken your part of your course and taken it seriously through that. And I think with my career, what's always been important to me is loving myself. And I think that's one of the biggest things of going through life is, do I like my decisions? And I know that the people around me support those, and especially Marcus. So I wouldn't be where I am in my career if I didn't have myself and those people around me to support me through it. Truly, like the real ones. So, and they know who they are. But it really took a village. And but yeah, and it, through growing with you guys, I think my career in the production industry has just, like, crazy. Like, to me, it's crazy because you just have to be vulnerable and want it. And as long as you're vulnerable and wanting it, it will come to you. And for us, it's been coming.
And it's so interesting because you both work in television production. So you both know, you roll up your sleeves every day and you do the hard work. I mean, working in TV in LA is no fucking joke. And I imagine that a lot of that, those few years as you were working in that industry, were not pleasurable. And you had to really create the pleasure and create the balance to go to work and show up like the boss babe and boss badass that you two are. And so how did... In this career decision, just to launch a podcast, how did the concept of pleasure positivity play a role in the two of you being like, okay, we're going to launch this podcast together now, especially as like a couple?
I'm also really curious because you're a different generation than us, right? You're not millennials, mm-hmm. are you? No, and I really...
I'm 1996, no. But I'm 96. He's 97. I'm 97.
So are you a millennial at 97?
26, 27.
Okay. Well, yeah. But you guys are
technically, I don't even know.
I don't think you are.
They don't even.
I think you're the next generation. Like I should know that.
And I think I'm a millennial and you're Gen Z.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
They're not millennials.
So, yeah. I was going to say, I think that Mariana's on the cusp. Right? Young millennial. And I think that, Marcus, you're an old Gen Zer.
I might be literally right there at the top of the Gen Z.
I like young.
You're both cuspers.
I'm going to just say I'm a millennial because I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
But I feel there is something for us, we had baby boomers as parents who was like, work hard, save your money, do this thing. But I feel your generation really is unabashed about taking risks and it's really inspiring. Can you maybe spark some wisdom on like a different generation of how you do that?
Yeah, sure. I can speak for myself. Just earlier this past year in 2023, I had an abrupt. Everybody at our show got laid off in February. Nobody had any notice. And so the whole summer I was just like, I think my next move has got to be something that I truly love. And I really just went hard at it. And I was like, sports has been my life since I was young. Mm. And now I work in TV. So I was really just... All I wanted to do was just make sure I could work in sports, TV, some capacity, whatever sport it was, basketball, football, I don't care. I applied to everything. And the NFL came knocking at my door. And truly, since then, it's been like pleasure and work all at the same time. And I love going to work. I get up and I drive an hour and I love it. And I can't wait to get to work when I'm there.
Wow.
So it's been the best. It really has been.
And the craziest thing, it was during the strike.
Do you have a connection to Taylor Swift?
No, I've seen more than enough Taylor Swift news, and now that the Super Bowl's over,
I'm sure.
NFL just done with her?
Oh my God! Not that we're not against Taylor Swift at all, but it's you can only talk about it so much,
dude. I heard a statistic where her boyfriend Travis Kelce has had a 300% increase in his jersey sales since he started dating her. Like, that is wild.
She's making him and the NFL money.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
she makes everyone money. She's amazing.
I mean, people can complain, but let's be real. She's making money.
Yeah, you can't hate on Taylor Swift. The Swifties will come for you.
They will totally come for you.
They will come for you.
I gotta watch that.
Sorry, I took us off base. Sorry, go back to the question.
What I was saying was the craziest part about him getting that job at that time was it was during the strike. If anyone who doesn't know, production was on a, not one, but two strikes. We started with the writer's strike, which I got let go from not one, but two jobs during that. And then we had the actor's strike, which you cannot do anything with either the writers or the actors. Everyone knows that. Apparently the executives didn't. Yeah, no, that was like both of us. We had just moved in together. It was a month of living together. We paid our first rent. We were like, cool, we're good. Next rent's gonna be made with these jobs. Nope, no jobs. And so it was hustle. Mm-hmm. And I love Marcus, but he was raised with his whole family. And just I stole him from the house. And I was like, you're coming to live with me. And I've been on my own for a few years. So I know the hustle game of LA. So I was like, you're coming to work with me. We did jobs together. Someone was like, do you know someone who heavy lifting? I was like, yeah, my 6'2 boyfriend, let's go. It's a matter of wanting the risk and like taking it. I mean, like Katie knows. I'm at Katie's house whenever, you know, watching her little nuggets. So, but
you do take my calls.
Yes, I do. But it's a matter of like going out there and wanting it for yourself. And I love your children very much.
Aww, you
do. But yeah, it's that. Let's not get started. That's all. But it really is about taking those jobs that you want to get. Like this weekend, I was a server going out, taking those risks. If you want one thing, know that's your main focus, but that you do have to pick up those other things to get there. But don't lose sight of what that is.
What is your ultimate goal or vision for yourself inside of pleasure and inside of your career? Yeah.
For myself, it would definitely be us. My goal has always been to own my own production company. Marcus is a production coordinator. So you can't have a production company without a coordinator. We will have a production company coming soon. The podcast is just the start of that.
Yeah.
And then I think the pleasure side definitely is a family. I need a ring on my finger. And
said he's not opposed.
She knows I'm here for it.
Girl, calm down. I feel like it's coming.
Listen, we've said that is the ultimate surprise. Trying to surprise me is the ultimate surprise.
The hardest thing I'm ever going to have to do.
My now husband literally was like, do you want to be surprised? I'm like, yeah, you're impossible. And he was like, do you care more about the ring or the location? And I was like, the location. So we did. He did it at Burning Man, and then
I believe
I understand that. So Marcus, my advice would be like, just don't tell anyone. Don't even tell yourself when you're gonna do it.
Don't tell me,
honestly,
please.
Carry the ring.
You will not know.
carry the ring in your pocket for a few weeks, and you'll know the moment if you want to surprise someone like her.
Yeah.
Marcus, you can tell me.
It's gonna be a perfect time.
You could tell Katie.
Oh yeah. I feel like I could trust you.
But Katie's also a Virgo. Katie's like us.
Katie could actually probably help plan it really well.
I'm home with my kids all the time, so.
No, exactly.
I would love to be a part of your secrets.
That's amazing.
Madison would go tell everybody in 5 seconds.
I got you. Yeah.
It would not be
so. I'm accident. So loyal. I'm so loyal.
You cannot keep a secret. You're the most loyal.
Without secret.
Yes.
Really?
Not something that juicy. Or I'll talk to you on the phone and you'll make a facial expression.
Okay, I'm learning a lot about myself.
Madison,
right now.
You really feel like you would not be able to tell either your mom or your sister, Madison's sister is Mariana's best friend. You really feel like you could not tell them?
Well, it's interesting is I always considered myself to be like someone who's really good at keeping secrets. So I just feel like I'm learning a lot about myself and I don't want to know. And I don't want to know. So that's fine. We're in a great place. So I'm so curious because my partner and I don't work together. In fact, we like really keep our things separate. My husband's a pilot and I have a sex podcast and a pleasure company, right? So we don't really cross paths in the career. So I'm always so enamored when a couple can join forces together and work together. I think it really takes a special kind of couple. And I just would love to talk about how you two really came to the point to be like, we're going to launch this podcast now. And I get that the vision and the goal has always been to have this large production company. And I'd love to just hear too about the dynamics of working together as you launch this, since you are in a relationship, and how that's been.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's the funny moments, because I definitely am very particular with things and everything has to be perfect. Marcus is very laid back. So Marcus reels me in. Or if I'm like, it's not ready. We can't, like, he's like, just let it happen. And it's going to happen. And I've always wanted to do a podcast. And it's always about finding that person to do it with. And one day Marcus is like, let's do a podcast. And I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to do a podcast. And ever since then, it was
just very
really
particular about who you do podcasts with, by the way. That was smart of you.
Yeah.
It is like a marriage. But
we're finding that out.
But we also, a lot of the things we talk about in our podcast is finding the balance between working together and also having our own time. Because there's times where it's 10 o'clock at night. He's like, all right, let's work on this for the podcast. I'm like, yeah, but like, I want to sit here and watch TV. There's moments of that.
Yeah. And we're just in general, we're so busy. Our schedules are so crazy in production. And I understand for you, Madison, Austin's gone so often. He's gone and then comes back for only a few days and it's on and off. But with us, like, I'll be at work I'm leaving for work and she's still asleep. And I get back and she's already home sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it flops back and forth. But finding that balance of just turning work mode off when we get home. Because sometimes I'll get home to sense the same thing. I'm dead tired from being out all day. And she may just have kind of got home earlier and she's ready to go. But sometimes you just pick it. For me, I just got to pick my pants up and do it.
I love that.
Maybe it's the other way. No, I'm just kidding.
No, this no, man goes through more clothes than anybody I know. He changes like 3 times a day. The first thing he does when he gets home is changes. I'm like, okay.
Because men,
I'm like
sweat.
That too.
Certain people sweat. That,
thank you.
Men sweat.
It just happens.
Yeah. That's my husband will sometimes go through like 3 t-shirts a day. It's whatever. That's why he has to have 50 million t-shirts.
You never know.
So
yes, I
want to get into some of the little bit of the details of your podcast and share with our listeners what we can expect. Maybe get a little bit of sneak peek or highlights from your first few episodes you recorded and just some of the goals of your podcast.
Yeah. In the first couple of episodes that we've taped so far, we really are just giving the audience an introduction to who we are and how we got to the making of the podcast. And what's really through we do it for work and working in TV, and we're always behind the camera. So why not give everyone a taste of what it's like in our positions being behind the camera and step in front of the camera for ourselves for the first time. And I think in general, what we want to do is just learn and maybe teach and give advice. And maybe some of the things that we do in our life that work for us help other people. And maybe they don't, but we want feedback from our audience. And overall, we want to look back in a year or whatever it may be and see, we helped a certain amount of people, or our podcast is successful. We don't really have a specific, this is what we want it to be. We want to grow and learn as we do something different.
Yeah, and interview people that are teaching us. Mm-hmm. So just like we're doing with you guys, I've been doing for years with you guys, is learning and interviewing people that have a craft or a skill or a business that it was a dream one day and they were like, I'm going to make that happen. Just like we are. So they're making it happen and we're making it happen. We can hopefully help people get jobs in the industry, giving them advice on how to get to the next level. Or one thing we did talk about was when you're ready to leave a job. So there's a lot of things that go into what we would like to put out there and who we would like to interview. And we have a lot of amazing guests lined up for that. Dancers, athletes, creatives, you wonderful ladies, our coaches in life, and just getting to know the people that you didn't think that's how they did it. I want to interview my nail tech. She is the most amazing Vietnamese lady who I understand completely. And her and I just sit there, talk and ask her questions. And she tells me all the tea of the nail industry. And I'm like, people need to know this. Like, why don't we know these things? And I think it's really getting down to the nitty gritty of people's careers and their passions and where they started and now where they're at and whether they failed, how many times, and watching us fail as well. I think that's really important too. If there's something a hurdle that we come across, we want to show our viewers that we can jump over it just together and let them watch us do it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy the two of you finally are getting in front of the camera after being behind the camera all these years.
Yeah.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, you both were born for it.
I'm not even on social media, barely.
I think what you guys are doing is so special. It sounds like you're really going to interview the gamut of things and ask a few specific questions. I'll just share. Valentine's Day, newlyweds, all my students were like, because I'm also, they're like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? I'm like, we have no plans. I get home and we're like, what should we do? We should do something. And the only food we love to go out and eat is sushi. Okay. There's no sushi reservations available. So we're just calling all the places. There's this one place that's about a mile from us that we've never tried. And we went in. Zero ambiance. Totally family run place. We completely fell in love with them. And what I noticed was they had very long-term customers, right? They had a guy that was sitting there waiting for probably 30 minutes for his to-go order, and he wasn't upset at all. They had multiple people coming
That's
in, like,
awesome.
Super patient with them because it was
he
like...
He was just hanging out.
Yeah, it was a husband and a wife and two daughters, and they'd obviously, like, the guy heard the guy say, is that one of the twins? And what I love about your podcast is I feel like those would be the stories that would... really inspired. What does it take to actually make a family-run business run through the pandemic, through all of that? And the fact that you guys are willing to ask those questions is just so magical.
Thank you.
I'm excited to definitely
hear the news.
Yeah, that's like something that we're super excited for. Like in general, my main excitement comes from the interviews. I think learning from other people and hearing how they made it, and I think it's going to really inspire us to follow their lead and get advice from as many people as we can to like just make our dreams come true, because that's what we want to do, and we want to impact as many people as we can as well on the way.
You're both so authentic. Like your mission is so pure, and you're just two of the most authentic people I know. But in terms of the people I spend the most of my time with, you both are definitely up there in my like top 5 to 10 people that I spend a lot of my time with. And it's been really beautiful. And you guys have made one of your dreams, at least. Definitely, there's been a couple of dreams under the belt already. But one of the dreams I really want to get into is your love story and manifesting it. Because I remember it was your birthday party, Mariana, but like two birthday parties ago. And I remember you told me after, you were like, wow, I really didn't expect what showed up to show up. But Marcus was flirting with some girl at my birthday party, and that's when I realized I loved him. After how many years of friendship?
Dang, go call me out. Literally.
Sorry, I love you.
She just did it so publicly, too. See, she cannot keep a secret.
I love that story.
Look at that.
I love that story.
What Lindsay said.
Should I stop? I can stop.
No, you're good. Continue.
The damage is done.
What's so great?
Can't stop now.
What damage? I think it's so sweet. It's so romantic. It's literally so romantic.
What I'm getting is Marcus never knew that story.
Oh, I knew this story.
Oh, no, he knew the story he knew because I went up to the girl and I was like, Marcus is my friend. You can have any other night, but tonight he's my best friend.
Oh!
Yeah. I feel like it was kosher.
No, she kept it a buck. She kept it a buck.
Okay.
She didn't back off whatsoever.
and what our listeners need to know is that when you guys were first friends, I called this. And Mariana, you were like, no, we're like just best friends. And so for years, I went on, they're best friends, like whatever. And so I was personally so happy when you guys got together. But I really would love to hear about this story of manifesting each other. Like, Marcus, what was it like to finally get Mariana? And like, Mariana, what was it like realizing that your man of your dreams was in front of you that whole time, right?
Yeah, for us, it's crazy. We were truly like, for 6 years, just platonic best friends. And I truly couldn't see it coming from a mile away. And I think one thing that we both noticed, actually, we just recently talked about this, was before we started dating, we didn't talk for 3 months. We got into a little argument because I didn't help her move.
It wasn't little.
Sexual
it wasn't little. Okay. She had to move. She had to move. And I was just really busy with work, like for a week. And so she did it all by herself. She had a little bit of help, but she basically moved all by herself. And after that, she literally was like, I'm not going to talk to you. And we just radio silent for 4 months, almost 4 months. And out of nowhere, I don't even know what it was that made us rekindle. I think
I was done being busy.
Yeah, I might have been done being busy, and same with her. And after we just rekindled over text and we started hanging out again. And then I think 2 months later, I think that almost just ignited our feelings for each other. We both didn't even know they were there, and it just out of nowhere popped up. And it's, you know, pretty undeniable, I would say.
Yeah, I would say so. I would definitely say so. Yeah, it was all me.
You take all the credit.
Oh, no, you're good. I take all the credit because I'm the one who had to initiate it.
I want to know what your best advice is for best friends in this situation. I know there's someone listening right now who's in this situation. You want to fuck your best friend.
Oh, I don't know, because so I was always the type of person that was like, girls and guys can just be friends, because I've always been the girl with guy friends. Even to this day, he's obviously known me, so he knows a lot of my friends are guys. I'm a girl's guy. I have 4 brothers. That's just who I am. But I think it's always been like there should be a respect there. So unless you're like really close and can read each other's minds like we could, because we literally can read each other's minds, where if I'm thinking it, I know he's thinking it. During that thought process of, oh, I like Marcus, and every time we hung out, I was like, he knows. So it was like either I had to do it or something, just he knew. I think there needs to be the signs leading up to that. And you can do that. Marcus made a few side comments to me, so I knew that it was okay that I could now initiate. That was like, hey, are those new pajamas? I'm like, no, you've seen these pajamas 100 times. So it was like compliments in a way.
Oh, so you were trying to
flirt. Because I could tell her attitude was like a little different with me after her birthday, after literally right after Madison's story. I could tell her everything shifted a bit and it just sounded different. She was sweeter to me. If people don't know, Mariana has a hard exterior. She has a hard exterior. I've broken through it. Don't worry, guys. But she was very sweet to me. And I was like, you know what? I think something's going on. And I kind of had the feelings come out. So I was, let me just spit some game, see what's going on.
It worked.
It worked.
Spit some game. Yeah.
It worked. And
solid.
He literally slept over one night and then we woke up and we were dating.
And that's literally the story.
I fucking love it. Thank you for sharing. Amazing. Thank you for sharing. And thanks for letting me just spill a secret. Apparently that was a full circle moment inside of this full circle episode. And
yeah,
just to round out this whole conversation, I want to leave our listeners with a few tips on how they can immediately, from listening to this episode, start to supercharge their careers with pleasure. Maybe they're in a job that they don't totally love right now. Maybe they've, right? And I would love for us to give a few tips. I'll kick us off with a couple, and then Mar Squared, I'd love for you guys to contribute a couple that you've found on your journey as well for how to really supercharge your career with pleasure. So first, I just want to speak to the obvious from Pleasure Positive Living is make sure that you really incorporate and you practice your pleasure mindfulness. You know, if you're not masturbating and you're not, you know, don't have a daily routine, start incorporating like a daily pleasure routine. This could even just be like cupping your genitals in a meditative position, thinking about asking for guidance of where you want your career to go. Or this could be doing a little bit of deep breathing, intentional breathing through your, and just like focusing on like, where do I want my career to go? So you could start to incorporate like pleasure into the daily, infuse the pleasure where it isn't. And then just to spit just off of that, spinballing is also setting pleasure-driven goals. So here at Pleasure Positive Living, we get that sometimes there's things we just have to do, but how can we infuse the pleasure around that? We might have goals that we just like have to have, but how can we align our career goals with things that actually give us pleasure? So really defining milestones that excite you. Marcus, earlier in this conversation, you talked about how like you're now in a job at the NFL where you love going to work. Like you can't wait to get out of the car and go into work. So I'd love to hear like a tip that you have of how people can really bring pleasure into their career.
Yeah, absolutely. Specifically for me, what I mentioned it earlier, but truly the biggest thing for me was just try to understand and try to figure out exactly what it is that you love and how could your career path that you're already on relate to it. And just you have to, and what for me it was sports and TV. So I just found every sports company I could think of, and I applied to every job possible at every sports company, and it panned out for me. And I think that if, and since then, it's been the best thing I could ever could have done. So I think if anybody can find, pinpoint what it is that they love and truly love and how their job could maybe relate, just take that course of action, and I think that it will work out positively.
What I really liked about how you shared earlier about how you have an hour commute, we always hear about people complaining about commutes and how you really enjoy that time. And for our listeners who may not enjoy their job, but getting to enjoy a commute, I think is really in the vein of what we're talking about this season with pleasure resilience. So like your way of being, I took a few notes actually, Marcus, because your way of being like in the car, like anyone can shift that even if you don't necessarily, even if you're not excited about where you're going, you know, you can actually shift your way of being. That's something that we talk about a lot. So that's something that I noticed. And then with you and your partnership, you, both of you are just so, your willingness to take leaps of faith together is just so beautiful. And it's really nice to see that in partnership. And how can, for me and for our listeners, like how can we cultivate that more, helping your partner get fear out of the way so that you can take the leap, even if it's messy, it's still more graceful than by yourself or not at all.
Yeah, and I can speak to that because my husband is also in the film industry, as you guys know. And today we got a really intense phone call. And the first things that we did, if we're asking for practical tips, is we got connected to nature. We went outside and we got grounded. And we really had like a calm conversation. He was like terrified to tell me what had happened. He was shaking, crying. And there was so much shame coming up for him. So much shame. And he said to me, I've never felt responsible for someone else. And I said, yes, but you're also not alone. And that's the beautiful thing about a partnership. But I do think that it's important to, whenever you are creating something like this, to make sure that you are grounded, whether grounding in nature or meditation or breathing, whatever your version of grounded is, don't let your somatic body overwhelm you into fear. Because when we're grounded, we're actually in a space of creation versus fear. And I think that's a really important distinction that you guys have displayed beautifully.
I think another important thing too, that though, is also knowing your partner enough and giving them the validation that they need through it and letting them know that like you're there to comfort them and whatever is wrong, it's okay for it to be wrong, but like how can we also make it better together? So like in that, it's letting them know like I feel that with you. And it happens sometimes with us where it's like I'm not feeling it, he's not feeling it, and it's like really just to be that validation. Sometimes it's double down and we got this, but letting that person know I love you no matter what, and we got this together.
Yeah, partnership is a real thing. And I think something that I've learned is giving up my independence and solely supporting something without my independence was not a good thing for me personally. So it's people have to decide what partnership looks like for them. Because every partnership looks different.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, big time.
It's so funny you're saying that because it is your name of your podcast really is exactly. Like the mission that the two of you are together is this like united force. And we always say in a relationship that there's these two individuals, but then there's this third entity that gets created in partnership. And it's so beautiful when a couple like yourself can be in a state of such a thriving state in your relationship that you can actually dream big together and be playing such a big game and be creating something together. Some couples are just trying not to fight every single day. Right. And so I think also this is inside of resilience, like when we can stabilize that conversation and not and get out of the surviving of the relationship or surviving life or surviving that job, we can then step into the world of pure imagination and pure creation and create that thriving life. I'm so proud for the two of you. I'm so moved by this full circle. And I'm just like, you're destined to do amazing, great things. Such incredible people. For reals, Clitorati and pleasure seekers around the world. These are like our family. Go rip their podcast. Check out their podcast. You can go stream it literally fucking everywhere. We're going to put it in the show notes. But show the people we love some love and go check out their podcast and be a part of their rising community. And thank you so much for both of you just coming on here today, sharing your heart so openly, letting me spill secrets for you on air as always. It was such a pleasure getting to have you both in the studio. Truly, thank you. I love you both so much.
Oh, we love you.
Yes, we love you so much. Thank you guys so much.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.